Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's think about how we should talk to the devil. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Jude chapter 1. There is only one chapter in the short book of Jude. Jude verse 9, which reads, "Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" In this verse, Jude mentions two kinds of angelic beings. Michael is among the angelic beings who are faithful to God and servants of God and man, and the devil is among the angelic beings rebelling against God and enemies of man. This reminds us that there are invisible angelic beings all around us. There are ministering spirits sent by God to assist us, and demonic spirits who want to defeat us. Jude first mentioned Michael the archangel. This angelic being is mentioned by name in four passages of the Bible: Daniel chapter 10, Daniel 12, Revelation 12, and right here in Jude. Every time Michael appears, it's in the context of battle or readiness to fight. He's an archangel, which simply means he's a leading angel. Whenever the word archangel appears in the Bible, it's in the singular, leading us to believe that perhaps there's only one archangel and Michael is the one. Now, many people today don't believe that the devil exists, but the Bible says he does. Or if they believe the devil exists, they think of him in comical images from the Middle Ages. Back then, miracle plays were a chief form of entertainment. They were sort of a pageant where religious stories were acted out on stage. The audience learned to look for one character who was always dressed in red. He wore horns on his head, and he had a tail dangling behind him. His shoes looked like cloven hooves, and he had a pitchfork in his hand. The audience was amused by this silly characterization of Satan and got the idea that he's sort of a comical character. But friends, the devil's real. The devil can't unsave a saved person, but through his deceptions, he can lead a Christian towards corruption and compromise when they should walk in purity and freedom instead. You see, to the devil, every believer is like a time bomb ready to wreck his work. Jude's mention of Michael and the devil also gives us a good comparison. Some people think of the devil as the opposite of God. Friends, no way. The devil is not the opposite of God. The devil's opposite is certainly not God. It's something more like Michael, the archangel. Jude also tells us that there was a dispute between Michael and the devil about the body of Moses. Now, some have said that the devil wanted to use Moses' body as an object of worship to lead Israel astray into idolatry. Others have thought that Satan wanted to desecrate the body of Moses, and he claimed a right to it because Moses had murdered an Egyptian. But the main point isn't why Michael disputed with the devil, but how he disputed with the devil. You see, Jude says that Michael dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but he said, "The Lord rebuke you." The manner of Michael's fight is a model for spiritual warfare. First, we see that Michael was in a battle. Second, we see that he battled with the Lord's authority. Significantly, Michael dared not bring an accusation, bring against Satan a reviling accusation. Michael did not trash talk the devil. You see, friends, God hasn't called us to judge the devil, to condemn the devil, to mock him or accuse him, but to stand against him in the name of the Lord. Now, maybe our days of judging the devil will be in the age to come, but not now. Today, we stand against him again in the name of the Lord. And in the bigger picture, Jude used this as an example showing the corruption of certain men who were dangerous deceivers among the early Christians. He relates this obscure case of Michael and the devil to certain men with a how much more line of thinking. If Michael dared not bring against the devil a reviling accusation, how much more should these certain men not speak evil of dignitaries? Through this, Jude teaches us that there is a right way and a wrong way to speak to the devil, not with counter accusations, but with the enduring word of God. Your wise, Bible-based stand against the devil and his deceptions strikes another blow against the wiles of the devil. So agree with the Lord's own rebuke of Satan and stand strong against the devil and all of his wiles, standing strong in the Lord today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.